Welcome back, my listeners. It's another Self-Care with Lee Wednesday. I hope you all are conquering your goals. We're halfway through. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to the YouTube channel Self-Care with Lee, as well as download this podcast on all podcast streaming platforms. And let's get into this episode. Welcome back. What's up, listeners? Are you looking for a podcast that's going to encourage you, motivate you, and meditate with you? Look no further. Self-Care with Lee is a podcast to encourage you to love yourself, hold yourself accountable, and caring and nurturing for yourself so you can grow and reach your highest potential. I want to be your friend, motivator, and cheer you on. You got this. Here's to Self-Care with Lee. Good morning. Today is another opportunity to get back on track. Today you are putting aside what you can't control and releasing fear and anxiety. No more worry. Today we release it here. We release worry from our entire being and we move forward with confidence and knowing that we will succeed. You will reach your highest potential. Breathe in. Breathe out. You are now meditating with Lee. Hey, my listeners, it's your girl Lee here, and welcome back. It's Wednesday. I'm happy to be here. I took another break. I feel like I'm taking a lot of breaks this season, but it's needed and necessary. And each time I come back, I want to come back harder than before. It's so hard to balance it all, but I am trying my hardest to keep consistency in my life with all things, okay? And one of the things that I've realized that happens to me when I am trying to be consistent and I'm trying to push out content, I'm trying to do well in my 9-to-5, I realized that I have to not be a perfectionist, but I am a worry Betty, okay? A worried wart or whatever they want to call me. I am a worrier. I hate that because I need to switch that verbiage to warrior, okay? I get all things accomplished. I conquer all things like a warrior, but I worry about it first. And so much so that it's caused me extreme anxiety levels to the point where I just rot in bed because I just have so much on my mind and so much things that I want to get done. And then I get burnt out, overwhelmed, and stressed. And I hate that. So one of the things that I want to talk about today is stop the worrying, stop fearing of the unknown, and just do it. Do more so you can release whatever it is that you have in you to reach your highest potential and be successful. It's so crazy because a lot of the times I feel like I just have to do all things and I do them and then I worry about the outcome. I worry about what people are going to think, what is going to happen, like what are my end results. And honestly, when I take that worry out and just do it and just film the content, just put it out there, just podcast, put it out there, I get things done. But what holds me and what could be a barrier is worrying. So I want to talk about essential tips to release that worrying and go ahead and do what you need to do. And I wanted to name it worry less and do more life, but I felt like that was a little bit more aggressive for those that are really, you know, experiencing bad anxiety or having high levels of worry when they are putting content out or fear or whatever it is that you may be feeling. I want to be, you know, accommodating to your feelings and your emotions and how you are accepting your process. So I don't want you to feel like I'm badgering you to get it done. I just want you to understand that once you release that fear, that anxiety, and that worry, and you just do, you'll get so much more accomplished by just letting go of that worry, letting go of that fear. And today I want to talk about it because one of the things that I have battled with ever since I started content creation is worrying about what people may think or worrying about the comments or the views or whatever it may come with. I just want to be real here. And I want you to know that everybody is experiencing it. But if you just step outside of your comfort zone, you can get it done and you will be amazed at how much content you can actually put out there. No matter the views, no matter the likes, no matter what, just be consistent and everything will pay off. I promise you. That was getting pretty good, pretty intense. So let me take a break so I can pay these bills and we'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Is it time to experience the world? Are you tired of your view and desire something new? Stop what you're doing and go book your resolution now. With Booking.com, you can choose from a wide range of properties and choose your new view today. Au revoir.
Hey you, are you looking for excitement in your time of boredom? Something accessible and in arm's reach? Download Audible today and start listening to the best-selling audiobooks, exclusive originals, and free podcasts. Try Audible for free for 30 days using my link today. The link can be found in the description of this podcast. Are you ready for a cup of coffee, but you're in need of a healthier option that is vitamin-infused, non-GMO, gluten, soy, and BPA-free? Look no further. VitaCup has you covered with a wide range of coffee with vitamins and superfoods that will boost your metabolism, your energy, and much more. Check out VitaCup in the podcast description to get your discounted delivery today. Enjoy. Welcome back, listeners. And if you're not a stranger to the show, you know that I love letting you know to write your vision on paper. I want to be a constant reminder that your vision is important and you must write it down. No matter if you're only on step one and there's 12 steps to go, you have to write every thought down on paper. This holds you accountable, and this leads me into my first essential tip for you to let go of that worry, let go of that fear and anxiety, and go into what you need to do. You must write it down. You must take notes and understand that you are working towards a bigger picture. Having these notes and having your vision and your brainstorming ideas written down, you gotta put it in front of you. It's important and it's imperative that you have the paper in front of you at all times. Rather, you put it as your screensaver in your phone. If you put it on a vision board, you must put it in front of you. One of the things that I love to do is print off things such as like the self-care pillars to remind myself on what I should discuss when I am creating content. I put that right in front of me. Even with my 9-to-5, I work from home, and in front of my desk, I have literally the self-care pillars, my financial goals or whatever, my goals for content, the house that I want, how much I should save up. You know, I have all of the visions and all of the goals that I want to accomplish right in front of me every time I sit down to my desk, which is every single day. I understand things better when I have them to hold, something tangible. The reason being is because I'm able to see it, I'm able to highlight, I'm able to add more notes to it. So it's imperative and required that you print off or have these things in front of you. In order to remember your vision, you have to remember why you started. And in order to remember why you started, you have to go back to the drawing board. It takes practice, but you will succeed at this. Once you succeed at this, all else doesn't matter. You won't worry about what other people think because you've already planned around what you're going to do to get to your next step. So have that vision down, print it off, put it in front of you, and remember why you started. Stop worrying when you're a warrior. My next tip is to always be a student. Life teaches you so much. Your professional life teaches you so much. You're forever learning. You're constantly evolving. So why not continue to take notes, continue to perfect your craft? You are in control when you are always the student because you take in the knowledge and you take in what you want by writing notes, doing something, learning a new strategy, a new technique that will assist you with your end goal of your own creativity or your own work path or your own career. However it works for you, never stop being a student. Learn as much as you can, because you can never learn too much. You can always learn something new. And that newness that you feel and that you bring into your life will allow you to grow, and then you'll be able to perfect whatever it is that you're looking out to achieve. So just know that you're completely capable of all things. You just have to learn as much as you can. The third tip I have to constantly remind myself is to let go emotion behind my process. I have to let go the emotion behind what are people going to think? What are they going to feel? How is it going to make me feel? All of that emotion has to be let go. The intrusive thoughts have to be released. You have to release those thoughts. In order to do so, you have to build up a certain kind of confidence within yourself and self-esteem to know that you are going to win as long as you are consistent and as long as you're putting out the content. And it may take months, it may take years, it may take a very long time for you to get to where you need to get to. But as long as you don't quit, you know, blessings happen to those who are waiting, but also those who have been consistent and diligent in their work, in their craft, in their patterns. So please do not fret if it doesn't happen immediately, but it will happen when you need it to. Just stay the course and keep going. Be consistent and hardworking, and it will all pay off. I promise you. And you'll be so happy that it did. And you'll be so grateful that you achieved what you've been wanting because you did not quit. Do not quit. There's so many good stories that we could compare the process to. It took Oprah years to become who she is now, but not even who she became now. But when she got her first talk show, she was fired from her first news station. Like, her story is so inspiring because she got it out the mud. It's so many other stories and brilliant minds that we know in our society today that was not giving their opportunity until they were 40, maybe 50 years old. And I'm not saying that's going to happen to you, but it just gives you a little bit more light at the end of your tunnel. If you feel like you're just been in darkness for so long and you just feel like quitting, do not give up. It's okay not to be okay. Just never quit, period. I want you to keep moving forward. I want you to know that it's going to happen for you, and keep your vision in front of you. Keep writing down your ideas. Keep perfecting your craft. Keep learning, because you will succeed. I'm not just saying this. I believe this. I believe that I will succeed. I'm even talking to myself, guys. So in order for us to succeed, we got to keep going. So right now, let go of that fear. Let go of that hurt. Let go of that anxiety. Let go of that worry. And let's get to it. Continue on doing what you do. And remember, you got this. And until next time, here's to Self-Care with Lee. Bye. Keep it cute, sis. Keep it cute, sis.